This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Tessa Vigeland. Jazz bassist Michael Harris had a house in the Lower Ninth Ward of New Orleans, five blocks from where a levee broke. He lost the house and everything he'd ever owned in the wake of Hurricane Katrina. I met Harris last fall during that trip to the Big Easy. We talked in his new house in the Upper Ninth Ward, an area known as Musicians Village, filled with riotously colorful homes. It's a Habitat for Humanity project conceived by Harry Connick Jr. and Branford Marsalis. Over a small dining table, he told how he survived the financial devastation of the storm.
I was on tour in Brazil at the time when the storm hit, and when I got back stateside, I got as far as Dallas. And the last flight that they had coming to New Orleans, it didn't make any sense to catch the flight, so I rerouted to Houston. And en route, my luggage got lost. I arrived in Houston literally with the clothes on my back, my bass, my passport, my driver's license, and thank God I had my bass with me. I had my instrument. The area that I lived in, that was the last area that they actually allowed the citizens to return to. And when they did, they had a policy in effect that said, look and leave. What struck me was when I was actually able to get back to see my home, or what was left of it, it wasn't where I left it. I knew it was bad, but nothing could prepare you for the severity of it. Financially, when the storm hit, no, I wasn't prepared. I don't think anyone was. The life of a musician is not easy. And the truth of the matter is I really didn't know what was going to happen next. Financially, my survival after the storm came from generous donations from so many different individuals and nonprofits, Music Cares, and so many other Sweet Home New Orleans. I didn't have the insurance, and I didn't even deal with the road home and all that kind of stuff. I'm not the type of person that just squanders money. You know, I really try to manage it and stretch every dollar and maximize it. And that's what helped me to survive. When things finally picked up as far as playing gigs, working, you know, playing music and everything, then from there I just managed and budget, and that's how I survived. It was about a year before I was able to work steadily, and even that was great too, because a lot of people, you know, were saying, you know, should they rebuild, or should the people come back or whatever, and to be back home in this city playing music, you know, doing what I love to do, I just knew everything was going to be okay. I just knew it. Not even having the opportunity to actually evacuate, it's like, you know, but oddly enough, you learn to let go of the material things. And what you do is you hold on to the memories and you cherish them and you hold them near and dear in your heart. If this were to ever happen again, a storm, something of this magnitude, I think that financially I would be in a much better place, a much better state of affairs, yes, absolutely. My saving, 10% of everything you earn is yours to keep, and I live by that religiously. You can set it aside, you can save it, you pay everybody else, you pay bills, you do everything that is normally required in society, but 10% you're allowed to set aside for a rainy day, and that means to save. And you do it and you don't even miss it. You pay everybody else. Why not pay yourself? God bless the child that's got his own. How can you provide for others if you're not together? And it comes back. Right about now, I'm pretty much prepared for anything. Who knows? The next minute is not guaranteed. It's not promised. Take nothing for granted. Enjoy as much natural and man-made beauty as possible. Enjoy life. I'm happy. I'm happy. I am.